CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado leaders are condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Senator Michael Bennett wants President Biden to impose more economic sanctions on Russia and explore options to bolster Ukrainian resistance. Representative Diana DeGette called the attack unjustified. Governor Polis tweeted a Ukrainian flag in support of the country. At the center of Russia's invasion of Ukraine is a region called Donbass. University of Colorado professor John O'Loughlin took a poll in the region asking people what they want.
The most dramatic finding was that the majority of people agreed with a sentiment that they don't care under which flag they live, Russia, Ukraine. What they care more about is to have a decent salary and then a decent pension. More than half of the respondents agreed that income and family welfare is more important than where they live.
Professor O'Loughlin studies the former Soviet Union and has worked in Ukraine. He spoke with CPR's Colorado Matters. The Colorado State Patrol confiscates more methamphetamine than any other drug from Colorado's highways, but fentanyl seizures are growing. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
More than 1,400 pounds of meth was seized on Colorado highways in 2021. That's a huge increase from the previous year, which saw about 300 pounds of methamphetamine confiscated. But officers say they're also seeing more fentanyl seizures. In fact, there was a 400% increase in fentanyl found in 2021 compared to the previous year. Colorado State Patrol officers seized more drugs than any other state in a five-year period. California was second. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Xcel Energy says the home in Westminster that exploded Tuesday has not had electric or natural gas service since last April. A man's remains were recovered at the scene. City crews had previously boarded up the building, which was supposed to be uninhabited. The explosion is still under investigation. It's turning sunny for much of Colorado for this weekend. Metro highs today near 30. It's going to get above 40 tomorrow. Grand Junction in the 30s, and there's more mountain snow. This is CPR News.